Picilea loading at Exo Basin Hole, loading of a pair of boats with 50 tons of coal. 'Twas in the dreadful winter of 1893 that Beachy loaded up his boats to go to Bambury. At Sutton stop, the toll clerk came to gauge Tom Beachy's boats, and Beachy gave him silver coins and showed his loading notes. No credit tolls for number ones, the toll clerk said to him. Said Beachy, that leaves me to Bob to go to Bambury. That night he went to Marston Doles, the wind was blowing shrill. The snow and sleet came howling down from over Napton Mill. He took his horses to the farm to bed them comfortably. The farmer said he'll never get to the town of Bambury. The next day round the summit pound he faced the icy blast, and in the 15 bridges length he found the boats were fast. All day he tried to break the ice, but not a foot moved he. Froze up in the summit 15 miles from Bambury. The snow did fall till 7 days and 7 nights were past. The drift ran from the towpath head clear up to Beachy's mast. Two little children and his wife died cold and hungrily. Froze up in the summit 15 miles from Bambury. When at last the thaw did come, the sun came shining through. We brought the ice boat smacking around with 20 in her crew. But when we came to Beachy's boats, a frozen corpse was he. Froze up in the summit 15 miles from Bambury. Round to the farmhouse we did go to find the reason why. In the midst of plenty, poor Tom Beachy had to die. I had no food to spare for him, the farmer said to me. So we killed his chicks and fired his ricks in Beachy's memory.